This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. An effort to make it harder to amend Ohio's Constitution fails. The Associated Press reporting Ohio voters rejected the Republican-backed measure. CBS's Kara Cordy.
Folks that were supporting the Yes Movement, which was the movement to make it harder to amend Ohio State's Constitution, Republican supporters, anti-abortion rights supporters, that movement was looking for big day of voter turnout. That did not seem to happen for the yes vote.
Ohio Republicans were trying to undercut a citizen initiative to enshrine abortion rights in the Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court keeps the ATF's rules in place and cracking down on so-called ghost guns while a legal challenge plays out. Christian Benavides.
ATF figures show the number of ghost guns recovered more than doubled from 2020 to 2021. Police say it's led to violent crime like in New York last month when a 25-year-old man on a scooter allegedly shot up six locations across the city using a ghost gun.
11,000 city workers in Los Angeles walk off the job for 24 hours, according to the local union. CBS's Mark Strassman.
These people are traffic officers, they're maintenance people, they're lifeguards, a variety of jobs. And all of them are covered by a union contract that these folks believe is now unfair. They're demanding better wages, better benefits, and they believe that the city has bargained in bad faith.
It was caught on video, a violent riverfront dock brawl in Montgomery, Alabama last weekend. Arrest warrants have been issued for three people on assault charges. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Authorities have charged three white men with third-degree assault and are looking to question the man who is wielding the chair.
We did examine if there was enough to file hate crimes charges on this case. And we've also looked at what it takes to elevate this to a riot.
That's Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert. It was a trip to spread his father's ashes, and now the son is dead. CBS's Allison Keyes with more on a Texas man believed to have died of heat stroke in Utah's Arches National Park.
The sister of 66-year-old James Bernard Hendricks says he was on a trip to spread his father's ashes and that he likely became disoriented in the park because of heat, dehydration, and high altitude. Hendricks' sister says on social media that rangers found his body slightly off of a trail and his water bottle was empty.
The three fishermen who were not wearing life jackets have quite a tale to tell. They were found clinging to a buoy and plucked alive from ocean waters by a Coast Guard helicopter crew 5 miles east of Nantucket on Saturday. A $1.5 billion up for grabs in the Mega Millions. Numbers are 39, 32, that is, 32, 19, 13, 33, and 20, Mega Ball 14. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it, too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above-average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Obama anger interpreter was one of the best. And so I don't know what that would look like as a Wisconsin version for Tony Evers. Greg, get on. Tony Evers as Homelander.
We've unlocked Oplander.
That's it, Oplander.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How much money, insider knowledge, and or name recognition do we expect candidates to have when running for office? 844-967-2789. We have, I asked because as of this morning, well, actually, officially it'll be tonight, the GOP in Wisconsin has a contender, or at least a candidate, really out of left field. So we've been talking about this on and off. We're less than a year away from the Republican primary for U.S. Senate to run against Tammy Baldwin. And I was searching through headlines this morning, and I'm a little, it probably is indicative of people's expectations in general that this was not a top headline, and it was a little buried. But as Wisconsin Republicans search for a viable contender to challenge Tammy Baldwin, a 40-year-old college student in Stevens Point is poised to become the first Republican to officially announce a bid for the seat.
Bold move.
Bold move. So I'm hoping that I'm going to pronounce her name right. Rajani Ravindran? We're going to stay with that. Is the chair of the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point College Republicans, and she plans to officially launch her run against Tammy Baldwin tonight in Portage County. And this would make her the first candidate in Wisconsin to announce. And I read this, and the optimistic side of me is like, good for her. You know, and we want, as we try to recruit, we encourage people to run for office, right?
And younger people.
And younger people and new faces and stuff. And it's a good thing to encourage people to run and not have the imposter syndrome of you need money, you need connections, you need, you know, the blessing and kiss the ring and all this stuff. And the cynical side of me is also like, oh, God, good luck. And it just brings up the question, you know, and I think of this because of my firsthand experience of when my husband, Mike, ran for mayor in the special election in 2022. Yes.
22 or 20? Yeah.
Early 2022.
Yeah, 22.
And, you know, no political experience. Did not. It was basically me and him running, or me, him and I running his campaign. And I think a lot of people, whether some to his face, but certainly behind his back, were like, the hell are you doing, man?
Dude, you're never going to win.
and because to run a successful campaign, especially against someone like Chevy, in such a high-profile case, you had people who their entire lives are spent running campaigns. They raise massive amounts of money. You think about even the people whose names have been thrown out so far for the Republican candidacy for Senate. It's either like millionaire / billionaires who may not have name recognition, or some of the politicians who've been in the game enough that they do have some name recognition and understand how the game works.
Right.
And so it's interesting. I would love to hear your thoughts on someone who is this much of an outsider. Is this a good thing? Regardless if you think she has a chance or not. But as far as like how much is it optimistic to think that a candidate like this could have a chance? Or are you more cynical like I am, where it's like at this stage to run for a statewide office like U.S. Senate, you need either money, connections, or name recognition to have any kind of chance? 844-967-2789. Thoughts, Jane Mettner?
Well, I give her a lot of credit for even taking a stab at it, because that takes some nerve. But I don't see how this is possible. It all comes down to money. It is about cash.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the connections to the big donors, I don't think
you don't have your own money or connections.
Right. I mean, look at who is the carpetbagger who just with all the money who lives in Connecticut. I'm drawing a blank on his
Tim
name.
Michaels?
Yeah, Tim Michaels. He's loaded. And he couldn't win.
Yeah.
So,
which is unfortunate, right?
For sure.
And the fact that that now is the barrier is such a barrier to entry to people, because on the one hand we say we want younger people, we want people who are, you know, outside of the system, we want new ideas,
right?
And yet we've set up a system where the obstacles in place are you have to be part of it in order to run. Because so just a little bit more about her, but like she hasn't. She was interviewed by the Journal Sentinel. This was published this morning by Lawrence and Andrea, and he interviewed her. And she sounds like a Republican, but she certainly sounds like the balls on this woman is immense.
For sure.
But she told the Journal Sentinel she hasn't spoken with many elected Republicans about her planned Senate run. And she hasn't been in touch with the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And she expects other people to get in the primary. But like even that part of like even the procedural, I've talked to the right people to do this. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, I think on its face, I say it's a bad thing that if you want to run, you should be able to run. And that what keeps people from running is all these kind of like conventional wisdom that is like, well, if you have no money, you have no name recognition, you have no experience, and you haven't even talked to the right people yet, like, what are you doing?
Good luck.
844-967-2789. But a little bit more about her. So her quote was what I think a lot of people, when they first are running, say, I see what's going on in our country. I realize how much D.C. is dominated by these polished politicians. I realize there is a need for change in our political system. We need some new faces with new ideas. And I agree with her.
I think a lot of people would agree with that.
And, you know, but we've created a system where you have to be an insider and connected, I think, to be. And so the outsiders that we ever consider, minus Barack Obama as president in 2008, considering he was only. But he was even a senator by that point.
Right.
He was a junior senator.
But he was elected
the federal office. I'm trying to think of other outsiders, quote unquote, who don't have a lot of money. And I mean, like a lot of money, where they are, you know, Meg Whitman and Ron Johnson had a ton of money when he ran and hadn't held office before. Like, who are the people who've been examples of run for a statewide office without experience or money and have been successful. 844-967-2789. If you can give me an, I'm blanking on anyone, but I also don't, I'm not a repository of information like this.
Well, but I also think it's such a shame that we're trapped with this money issue because, again, the inference is if you're rich, then you're obviously intelligent enough to do anything, which is not accurate.
Which is not accurate. But is it that you're intelligent? Some people might think that. If you've been successful in business,
you're smart.
That somehow reflects that you could be a successful politician, which I maintain is not true. Because when you're a CEO, it's very different than having to build, like, compromise and, like, negotiate.
Exactly.
Versus, like, the buck stops with me. This is what we're doing. Go do it. Because I think it comes back to the money thing. It's like, well, if they have, not only do they have money, like Tim Michaels put, as he lamented after he lost, of how much money he put into his own campaign. Ron Johnson put money into his own campaign and now is paying himself back. I don't know. Did Trump in 2016 put some of his own money into his campaign?
I'm sure he said he did. Whether or not that's accurate remains to be seen.
But not only that, if, you know, the likeness flies with likeness or whatever that cliche is, as far as if you are a billionaire, you have billionaire friends.
Yep.
Like you have
that you
people
can ask for,
you,
that
can
you can ask
for
money.
And so, yeah, so I'm just interested as far as hats off to her for, especially for being the first one to even announce, because no one else has had the guts to actually like pull the trigger yet. But also, what does it say about us and the political system we've created that I think most people's reaction is good luck with that.
Well, because you're not wrong. And I keep thinking about Brad Pfaff, who lost to Derek Van Orden, and people were blaming the Wisconsin or the DNC
for
not giving him enough support.
As they should, because
that was their candidate.
Well, it was also it was a much closer race than they expected. And, you know, I think in general, the support. And now that, has there been an update on Derek Van Orden? Has those videos come out yet?
No.
The kind of
never happened.
Well, it certainly did happen. I just didn't know if people were still talking about it or not, because that lasted longer than I thought it would.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
About a week.
Yeah, I thought that lasted longer than I thought it would in the first place. Anyways, if you have thoughts on the first GOP candidate for Senate who will be announcing tonight, who is a mother of three, she's going to Stevens Point College right now. She's an immigrant. In the reality, there's actually some similarities with her and Nikki Haley that I want to get into after the break. That I don't know. Maybe it would behoove the Wisconsin GOP to get behind this woman. Who knows? All right. 844-967-2789. We'll be back right after the break.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 61 overnight under mainly clear skies, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 61. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms Friday. Highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. First one is Nero of Ohio, my friend Nero of Ohio. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nero?
Yes, I just want to hear, like, you know, these people are playing games. It's ridiculous. Do you know what's going on in Ohio right now? Issue one, you know? They're trying to pass bills to make it, you know, make it where 60%. You have to pass 60% to pass anything. You know, they're playing all these gimmicks, you know?
Right. Yeah, Nero's calling from Ohio, and he's talking about the abortion initiative. The Republicans are trying to put it in that makes it virtually impossible, once they have had their way, to correct it through any kind of public, it could be a resolution or it even could be a constitutional amendment. I think, by the way, with a fair U.S. Supreme Court, if Ohio manages to ram that through, they'll never be able to get rid of what the Republicans are doing, because the Republicans are trying to make it a constitutional issue in Ohio that there is no exception for abortion. In other words, the life of the mother, none of that's going to work. This has got to be resolved. But Nero, thank you for calling in. That is a disgusting thing that's happening down in Ohio. Next, Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Professor. I've got a problem today. We remember when the Orange Satan went after a Hispanic judge, saying there was no way he could get a fair trial with that Hispanic judge who was in this country for how many years? I don't believe he was ever in Mexico. His parents were Mexican. Matt, what you said is probably all true about that MAGA judge, but I just can't go along with condemning a nationality until we have absolute proof that that's what's going on. Being a MAGA, absolutely. We know that's the case. But condemning someone for their nationality, Matt, I just can't do it.
Okay, Andrew, hold on. Let me respond. I disagree with you 100%. No one is attacking her for her nationality. She's first generation. It takes time for the cultural poison to come out of the groundwater. And what I have said, and it applies to her and anyone else, nobody who is born in a foreign country should be able to come to this country and get a lifetime appointment to shut down the president, the DOJ, and the FBI. Nobody. Nobody. Let me give you an example. There was a Chinese sailor who just now, he's a graduate of Darien Delavan High School in Wisconsin, who just gave secrets to China. He was born in China. He had a green card. Chinese Communist intelligence had a party for him when he became a citizen here. He gave them manuals, got money. If you are first generation, Andrew, that's what I'm talking about, not ethnicity in general. You're first generation, you cannot shake the authoritarian impulses that. So I don't want a Russian, an Iranian. I don't want a Saudi Arabian, Chinese, any of these people, any of them, to become lifetime federal judges. You see what I'm saying? Federal judges. We don't elect them. We can't get rid of them in 10 years. The minute they issue an injunction, it shuts down the government. They will shut down the government because they have those toxins in the groundwater. Thank you for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi. Thank you so much for the great show, Matt. And thank you for bringing up Russia and what's going on there. And I still, honest to goodness, really believe this is an attack on the United States from the inside out. But it's not only an attack from, you know, foreign countries, because you can't bomb the United States, you know what I mean? But it's from the people in the leadership and the people in the individual states. Wisconsin had great ties with Russia. Maria Butino with Scotty Walker, the NRA. Right. You know, and they can't even have guns over there. This has been going on, and it's been, you know, I think the biggest example is the try to take over of our election and our rights to vote when it was going on in the different states that were infiltrated by fascism in Ohio, what they're trying to do now to take away people's response or take away their power when they're abusing it. And that happened in the state of Wisconsin, where Walker destroyed a lot of our safeguards, and it's happening in individual states. So people need to be really alert to this issue and educated on this issue, because this is only going to get worse unless all of us as a group stops it. And I don't mean to be, you know, like, oh, we got to work, but it's serious. Thank you very much, Matt. Have a good day.
Excellent. Thank you, Gene. Excellent call. Tatter Billy, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind, Tatter Billy?
Hey, Matt, I'm just thinking about Bush v. Gore, and I know this is not what the court stated, I'm sure, but it seems to me the truth of it was that they just decided that getting the recount correct would just upset too many people that they cared about, and that it might take too long, and therefore it was better just to, well, we got to just nip this in the bud and stop it. And what's to stop the Supreme Court, at least on the federal charges, or the state charges too, from doing the exact same thing with Trump's indictments and just saying, hey, you know, the issue here is that it's going to upset too many people. It's going to just derail our country. And it probably can't get figured out in time for the election. Certainly can't get figured out in time for the primary. So we're just going to shut it down because of the timing, and because who cares what he did? This is what we need to do to let, you know, our system flow. What's to stop them from doing that today, tomorrow, next October? What's to stop them?
Right. I'm going to start responding. We're set to go to a break. There are other people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The answer is, right now, on the surface, there's nothing to stop the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas, for instance, New York Times just revealed he had a $269,000 RV bought for him by a donor. And he lied about it and said he bought it himself. I'm going to talk about this a little after the break, after the next caller. There's a lot more after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Associated Press reports Ohio voters have strongly rejected a Republican move to make it harder to pass state constitutional amendments. That ahead of a vote this fall on one to assure some abortion protections. Turnout was heavy.
As I'm starting to get older, I'm I'm coming to realize how important it is to get everyone to go out and vote and kind of maintain the sacred democracy that we have.
For now, the Supreme Court leaves in place regulations aimed at restricting so-called ghost guns.
Opponents of the new regulations argue in federal court ATF doesn't have the legal authority to change gun laws on its own. The case could drag on for years. The White House says it'll continue to use every tool available to stop gun violence.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. In Los Angeles, a short but major work stoppage by city employees.
Think of all this as a warning shot, a 24-hour reminder of what disruption feels like.
Correspondent Mark Strassman, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Return to sender. Return to sender. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up, and then I will respond further to Todd or Billy. Shane at Poinette, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Shane?
Hello. Well, I've been thinking about this a little while. Rupert Murdoch, speaking of foreign influence on our culture, he became a naturalized citizen in 1985. And it's my understanding, reading the law here, that if you commit fraud against the United States, you can be denaturalized and deported. And I know right. That's an outside, you know, pipe dream. But anyway, I think it's got some legal, you know, basis for saying right. Or deporting him.
So, right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shane. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, I mean, I think if there was enough, you know, interest in that, that it could happen eventually.
Thank you for calling. And I'm going to use some of that in my further response. We're going to take one more call. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, Matt, with everything that's going on with Trump, and it just drives me crazy that he isn't being muzzled with all the stuff he's saying. Really angry that we only got the likes of Chris Christie hammering on the guy on a daily basis, getting no traction. What's wrong with former President George W. Bush? What's wrong with his brother Jeb Bush? What's wrong with Mitt Romney, who has nothing to fear? He's 4 years out from being reelected. and he'd get reelected no matter what. These people need to start stepping up. This is about some pretty big things, don't you think?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's a good point. Everybody says, well, you know, there is a core Republican Party. There is, with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and these kinds of people. But except for Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and the Lincoln Group, why aren't these others stepping up? Right now, the Republican Party is a Trump party. It's an authoritarian party. It's a party that is destroying our democracy and pushing us towards fascism. That's what it's doing. Where are these people? And I agree with you 100%. And the fact that they're not there, we got to make sure Joe Biden gets reelected. And these people have got to continue to be beaten until we get some common sense in them. I want to respond to some of these other callers about what do we do if a Supreme Court just decides, like the Supreme Court did in 2000, and awards the presidency to somebody who actually didn't win it. Because when they did the order to the vote in Florida, Gore won that one. And the answer is this. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that the Supreme Court can overturn anything of Congress or the executive. What happened in the case of Marbury v. Madison, I think it was in 1803, Supreme Court just said it had some authority, and everybody sort of thought about it and said, well, let's see where this goes, but it's probably okay now. When Alexander Hamilton was asked about it before Aaron Burr killed him in the duel, he said, what if the Supreme Court goes rogue? We're letting these guys in for life. And he said, well, they don't have an army and we do. And that's what they would have done back then if they pulled any kind of this stuff. By the 1850s, you had the Dred Scott decision with Roger Taney, who was the Chief Justice, said a black man basically wasn't free and, you know, basically couldn't be a citizen and had to go back into slavery. And that, among other things, launched the Civil War, not by itself, but by other factors as well. This went on in the 1930s. Believe it or not, the Supreme Court ruled that most of the New Deal, Franklin Roosevelt, was unconstitutional, violation of the Commerce Clause, that they pulled right out of thin air. They were about to vote 5-4 to say that Social Security was unconstitutional. This court could do that now. What Franklin Roosevelt said was, all right, I'm going to pack the court. I'm going to put about five more people on there, and then we'll go the other way. And that scared one of them because he liked being in an elite club. So he switched his vote, and Social Security was upheld as constitutional 5-4. Now we have a corrupt Supreme Court. We have six tarantulas. One of them, Clarence Thomas, is on the take. He's corrupt. New York Times just revealed a $269,000 RV that he always said, you know, Ginny and I are just plain folks, and we bought this RV, and we scrimped and saved. And he didn't. It was bought by a donor. The tuition to boarding school for his great nephew, whom he was raising his son, paid by a donor. His hand is out. He's on the take. And he was the swing vote in 5-4 decisions that did three things. Shelby County v. Alabama. 2 years, or I should say several years, after the Senate, 95 to nothing, no dissent, had extended the Voting Rights Act till 2031. 5-4, he ruled that the Voting Rights Act, the guts of it, was unconstitutional. Who the hell is he? It's not even in the Constitution. Citizens United, 5-4. They said that basically anything goes with money, and all this dark money comes in, and all these people bought the Senate. They bought the House. Dobbs v. Mississippi, just recently, a year or so ago, 5-4, overturn Roe v. Wade. Why are we putting up with this? Well, Alexander Hamilton said it right. They don't have an army. We do. But he said it back 230 years ago, or I should say 220 years ago, 225 years ago, whenever he said it. We don't want to do that now. But they have the support of the Republican Party, even though it is a minority party at this point. And we have millions of our citizens who are supporting this stuff. And that's why we're so divided. So to answer Todd or Billy, what's to prevent them from doing this? I will make a prediction. If they rule that Social Security is unconstitutional and has to stop, I think there would be violence. If they take away our right to vote for president, because remember something, in the Constitution, it says that the state legislators decide how to pick the electors. And all 50 states right now have said it's by popular election. If one of these right-wing states or a couple of them, or take Wisconsin, if they ever get a Republican governor in, said, no, the state does it, state representatives do it who are gerrymandered, and they wouldn't be fake electors anymore. They would be the electors that Ron Johnson had in his pocket. And if the Supreme Court said that that was okay, there would be violence. And it wouldn't just be Walmart shut up. We do not want that. The rabble in the Republican Party, and many of their donors and the businessmen are well-educated, and they're very affluent, get one thing through your thick heads. You cannot have capitalism without democracy, and you can't have democracy without capitalism. And we will not tolerate the destruction of our democracy, and you are out of your mind if you think that would benefit you because you get a few extra bucks for a few years until you had to hire guards and hide in your homes. This is happening in the United States right now. Pay attention. In fact, I'm going to give you something right now. Go on to the next topic. Go on to the next topic. Tommy Tuberville, for 8 months, has held up all by himself because these 100 senators are so vain and they're so proud that they're in the most exclusive club in the world. They've given each other the right to shut down parts or all of the government. Who the hell told them they could do that? The Republican Party is backing Tuberville. Ron Johnson is backing Tuberville. And none of the Democrats are doing anything to say, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we can do a Senate rule to shut down the government. It's supposed to be majority rule. Here's what he's done. The Army and the Marines do not have a head general right now. He will not permit them to be discussed. Who the hell said that he had the right to do that? Where are the senators with any guts? Where are the Bill Proxmires? Where do they go? The Joint Chiefs of Staff has not been confirmed. There are 301 senior military appointments, promotions that he's blocked, and it'll be about 650 by December 31st. Call Tammy Baldwin. We do not want any more. Yes, the Republicans are corrupt. I understand that. Yes, they hate the United States. I understand that. Yes, they are emasculating our military. The Army is 25% short in its recruitment efforts. Because you may think, since none of them, basically, or most of them, never served in the military, that, well, Joe Biden can put in an acting general. Yeah, he can do that. But the average rank and file wants a general, and they want one that everybody is proud of, and they're proud of, and they're getting the feeling that this Confederate-loving, white supremacist guy from Alabama doesn't love him, and everybody's knuckling under him to him. Rand Paul has put a hold on any ambassador or State Department appointments. Let me give you an example. He blocked the ambassador to Niger. Niger just had a coup on July 26th. The incumbent president was an ally of the United States, and he stood up to Islamic terrorism who are going through there killing Christians. They're doing that in Nigeria, too. By the way, Niger and Nigeria are two different countries, just so we're clear about that. There's a Christian killed every 2 hours in Nigeria for their religion. 4,000 have been killed in 1 year. Rand Paul has blocked the ambassador to Niger. The coup went on. He realized his mistake, And he finally said, okay, I'll unblock her. It was too late because she couldn't go over there and to support the president, our guy, who got thrown out. And when they asked Rand Paul, why did you block it with your one little pinky vote? He goes, well, they didn't give me documents on COVID. And immediately Blinken, Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, said, yeah, we did. We did it a couple of days ago or a week ago or a month ago. And he said, yeah, but you didn't let me publicize it. These people are traitors to the United States. Rand Paul and Tommy Tuberville should be in prison for treason. Do you understand that? I do not want any more feel-good so-called bipartisan resolutions with Marco Rubio and some Democrat to support the flag and our troops. I want these generals promoted. Do you understand that? Our Senate doesn't give a rat's ass about the military. None of them. None of them. And the Republicans, what they are doing is there is a deep hatred of liberal democracy in the Republican Party. A deep hatred. A deep, deep hatred. Go to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. In reference to the military, this has been kind of flying under the radar. Very concerning to me. I'm sure your listeners as well. You know, Russia and China basically went to the Aleutian Islands by Alaska this past weekend, a show of force. There's right. like 11 or 12 ships. And the thing I worry about, Matt, so you're bringing up with the whole general thing. But what I'm worried about is we don't have any military bases whatsoever in Alaska from what I'm aware of. And, you know, if they're doing these exercises right in our backyard, so to speak, my concern is twofold. One, we have the Alaskan pipeline. They could sabotage that, cause all sorts of havoc with our oil in the country here, because obviously that's a huge.
Yeah, David, let's cut the crap. Come on, David, for God's sake, just wake up. Here's the deal. They wouldn't go near Alaska. They were in international waters. They know what would happen to them. They'd be fried, every damn one of them. Number one, we do have military in Alaska. And we have listening systems. We have a fleet. And the third fleet goes up there. That's not what the issue is. The issue is the Republican Party is betraying the United States by knifing our military. And you know it. And go back to the Republican Party and tell them that. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. The rest of you, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 61.
Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 84 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 61. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms Friday. Highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Show. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Man, I'm sometimes it just boggles my mind where to start. I guess what I really want to start with then is by quoting Jamie Raskin from an NPR interview that I heard in 2021. And that was a couple of years ago before a lot of this stuff became out and became obvious. And he stated, "I wish the Democratic Party weren't the only democracy party in America, but it is." And that's the fact that we have to face today. What's frightening is that there is still a large percentage of the voting population that is going to vote for these guys that are willing to overturn democracy to get their way. That's essentially what it is. Not one single Republican, and I've stated this before, I think, on your program, not one single Republican has even bothered to mention or admit the attempted election fraud that took place with the fraudulent electors. And certainly they'd rather investigate Hunter Biden than investigate Ron Johnson, Bob Spindell, and any of the besides Spindell, any of the other 83 fraudsters who tried to foist themselves off as legitimate electors and overturn our election. And until and unless we do something about this, these guys are in a position, because they're higher ups in the Republican Party, and they're in a position to do it again. And they've learned a lot. You want to bet they won't be successful this time?
Right.
So there's my comment for
it. Yeah, no, it's a good comment. And for the umpteenth time, too, because you've mentioned it before, I've mentioned it before, they've got to be prosecuted. If you have somebody that does something like that and he's not prosecuted, he's going to get very fat and sassy about it, and he's going to do it again. And not only that, they have a gerrymandered legislature. And thank God we have Janet Protasiewicz on the Supreme Court. But the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court outranked the Wisconsin Supreme Court, in the sense that any cases from the Wisconsin Supreme Court and every state Supreme Court can be appealed with the permission of the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, to them. And the tarantulas overruled the Wisconsin Supreme Court in one gerrymander case. You may remember this. We got Brian Hagedorn to go along. This is before Janet Protasiewicz was elected. And this had to do, and it was a very, very minor thing, but there was a concern about the racial composition of one of the assembly districts in Milwaukee. And the six tarantulas said, you can't do anything about that. They're telling Wisconsin, you have no idea, these tarantulas have no basis for doing this in the Constitution. And several of them take money, and one of them is on the take, Clarence Thomas, and he's the 5-4 guy. This is how our country's being run right now. When I said before about federal judges, remember something, there is a constitutional provision that somebody can't be president unless they were a naturalized, in other words, they're natural born American. If you're born in Europe, Asia, Africa, and come here, you can't run for president, you can't be president. Ted Cruz did something that ticked me off. We were not aggressive enough. He was born of a Cuban father in Canada, but his mother was from Delaware, so he claimed, well, one parent's good enough. He said, what about John McCain? John McCain was born in Panama because his father was the admiral in charge, but he was born in a federal hospital in Panama, and that is considered a natural-born American citizen. Ted Cruz is not a natural-born American citizen. He's a Canadian citizen. And yet somehow we weren't aggressive enough in going after him. Of course, he didn't go anywhere. But there should be a similar rule for federal judges. First of all, federal judges, including the U.S. Supreme Court, should not be appointed for life. It's in the Constitution. I know it. They should be appointed for 20 years. So you can look at them and get rid of them if they're bad news. And if that had happened with Clarence Thomas, we would have gotten rid of him in the year 2013. Instead, he continues to take money and do crooked opinions. This is what's happening. Number two, nobody should be appointed a federal judge who's not a natural-born citizen, just like the president. It's in the Constitution for president. We need it for federal judges, too. And the one way we can accommodate that is we don't want endless constitutional amendments. Is if you're in the Senate, don't confirm somebody who's born in a foreign country. They may be very fine people, they may be not. You don't attack them for ethnicity once they've been here a generation or two, like Trump did. But if they're born there, the cultural toxins do not get out of the groundwater in the first generation. They simply don't. Authoritarian toxins do not. Mercedes Cannon does not. The Chinese kid who had the Chinese Communist intelligence hold a party for him when he became a citizen and he was giving the manuals on the ship. That is wrong. That is very dead wrong. And let me tell you something else. The Senate's got to get rid of this unconstitutional one guy can screw the government. One guy should not be able to shut down the government. Let me give you another example. Many of them now are saying that they are not going to permit any spending bills by the September 30 deadline. Right now, there are 12 bills that have to pass. Only one has passed of 12. The deadline is September 30, and they've all gone on vacation. They're going to all hang around the pig roast and the beer barrel somewhere, and they're going to come lurching back into town in a month. And they're not going to do it. Now, the way we funded the government in the past has been through continuing resolutions. Usually, the Republicans have waited till 4:59 p.m., on September 30. But now there are a number of them in the House who said they don't want the federal government funded, period. They're going to shut down the government. There is a solution. I'm going to give it to you right now. There's a thing called the discharge petition in the House. We get 213 Democrats and we need five Republicans who are patriots, who love the country. Are there any of them? I don't know. There was Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, most of the others that stabbed their grandmothers in the back for a bottle of horseradish. They are traitors. Are there five of them who aren't traitors? Maybe five of my fellow veterans. How about you guys? Five of you say, okay, I'll fund the government. What the hell? Least I can do. And in the Senate, one guy, Tommy Tuberville, can shut that down. That's got to stop. Or there is going to be a mob that's going to go in there and drag these people out. I'm tired of these people. Very, very tired. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.